1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the remains of Hurricane Beryl move north, millions of people are still sweating it out in the aftermath. ABC's Victor Oquendo's in Houston.
Debris flying through the air, power lines down, buildings damaged. Twisters coming on the heels of Hurricane Beryl that struck Texas and Louisiana, leaving at least 8 people dead. More than 1 million still left without power to swelter in the Texas heat.
The mood on Capitol Hill these days uncertain as Democrats wrestle over President Biden's re-election and whether they should back his candidacy or continue urging him to bow out amid concerns over his ability to win in November. Former President Donald Trump reveling in the turmoil as he returns to the campaign trail.
Tonight I'm officially offering Joe the chance to redeem himself in front of the entire world.
And that's when he challenged Biden to a, quote, man-to-man debate with no moderators and no holds barred, he said. The president hosting NATO leaders attending this week's summit in Washington. This is ABC News. A would-be carjacker facing charges after officials say Kentrell Flowers allegedly tried to steal a car sitting outside the home of Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
What he didn't realize is that the people in the car were U.S. Marshals protecting the home of the Supreme Court Justice. One of the deputy U.S. Marshals firing 4 shots, wounding Flowers in the mouth.
That's ABC's Pierre Thomas. And history made in an operating room.
A Massachusetts man now has his voice back after a rare surgery. Marty Kedian is the first ever cancer patient to undergo a total larynx transplant.
I want people to know this can be done, and it's a process, but it's worth it.
The 59-year-old was part of a study aimed at opening the life-changing operation to more patients.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Only 2 other people in the U.S. have had this surgery. Both of them had their surgery after injuries, not cancer. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People are urging Wisconsin lawmakers to do something about long-running problems with the state's prison system. Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee Tuesday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. Tuesday was Black Women's Equal Pay Day. The date symbolizes the pay inequality between Black women and non-Hispanic white men.
So Black women have to work all the way into July of this year to make what white non-Hispanic men would have made in 2023 alone.
Deborah Vagans is director of the Equal Pay Today Coalition. She's pressing Congress to protect all workers against retaliation for talking about their pay. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Pirates sink the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pittsburgh Pirates have struggled to get above the 500 mark, but last night they beat the Brewers at AmFam Field decisively, 12-2. The Pirates with 5 home runs in the game, including a grand slam. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, we've been the underdogs all year, so it's like when you get in this position and you throw out a stinker like that, it's hard to formulate. It doesn't feel right.
The Crew remains in first place, now 4 games ahead of St. Louis. Pittsburgh in third place, now 44-47. College football, Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy in hot water after making this statement at Media Day following the arrest of his star running back Ollie Brown for a DUI.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is 0.08, not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really two or three beers or four. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life.
That's Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm later today. Our high, 81 tonight. Partly cloudy, 62 tomorrow. Sunshine, 82. And we're going to warm up into the weekend with upper 80s to low 90s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome producer of the Mino and the Mayor Morning Show and paranormal investigator Todd Michaels. And on Milwaukee.com's Matt Miller joins the show to talk entertainment.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's get on something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Nothing management thinks our talk is cheap.
6 minutes past the hour. Cloudy skies.
It's a special.
Yeah. Yes.
Short stack edition of the family show today. And we've got quite the crowd in here.
Yeah, suddenly. I mean, it's just been one after another. And now we've got a big crowd in here.
That's because of your fantastic weather forecast. Everybody decided to go out and take a walk.
I suppose so. It's looking kind of cloudy, but we saw a little bit of sunshine peeking through. And that's the way it's going to be today, a mix of clouds and sun and a high about 82 degrees. Going to feel hot and humid today. The John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Mm-hmm. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side, or you can go online, verlo.com. That's verlo.com. All right.
All right.
And guess what, John? It's time to give away a couple of tickets.
Why don't we do that?
Yeah, Pod Save America. Pod Save America. Yeah. You know, they have a very popular podcast.
It is.
And they're coming to the Orpheum Theater next Friday, July 19th. Not this Friday, but next Friday, July 19th. Mm-hmm. If you would like to win a pair of tickets, WMDX and the John and Gordy Show are presenting that show at the Orpheum, and you can be a part of it. If you want to get a couple of tickets, why don't you be our fifth texter? Our fifth texter. And the word today to text is pancakes, because we're a short stack eatery.
Exactly.
You know?
That's
so
what we're trying
to do. It all makes perfect sense. It's
eat
like a
pancakes.
Pancakes. Yes. So just text the word pancakes. The number is 608-879-8255.
Or just send an emoji. Pancake emoji.
You could do that.
They must have them.
I think they probably do.
All right.
All right.
Well, let's do that then.
So the fifth texter wins those tickets to Pod Save America at the Orpheum Theater. You can also get tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
All right.
All right.
Well, it's time to bring everybody down with Trump's Agenda 47.
Boy, we've been looking forward to this, and now you're saying it's bringing us down? What are you waiting
for? In his own voice. In his own voice.
His own words?
He actually did this on camera, presenting his case. And he did this, and it was released out on December 15th, 2022.
Is that right?
Quite a while back.
Two years ago. Huh?
It's incredibly similar to Project 2025.
Okay.
Odd how that is. He doesn't know anything about 2025, but, you know, Agenda 47 is something he verbally said himself.
Right.
And we've got those cuts for you. And we've got an interesting one today. Remember how his university went bankrupt and it was a big scam?
Trump University.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trump University. Well, he wants it to come back.
Oh, good. Because I wanted to get a diploma from Trump University.
Absolutely.
I think it would be great.
Now, we have proof.
You got to pay for that, though, right?
Yes, you definitely
it's
have.
It's not free.
No, actually, this is free.
It is.
It is free.
What?
Here's the thing. We know that Trump's university went bankrupt, and it was a scam.
That's right.
We know that. So now he wants to bring back his own academy. And during COVID, we found out that online learning wasn't so hot. Okay.
Yeah.
In fact, we knew that long before that, but we, you know, we were, you know, all huddled away in our homes, and we had to have online learning or nothing.
Right.
So, but again, online learning is a really bad way to get an education. But, you know, Trump, he thinks there's a chance that maybe people can learn something, at least how to spend money on his university. This is online free, supposedly, but you can imagine that there's going to be some cost to this. Maybe to society.
I thought part of the settlement from Trump University was that he couldn't do this anymore. Right?
He's gonna do this executive order, and this is going to be across the United States.
No kidding.
And let's just hear in his own words what he plans to do at his American Academy. That's what it's called. Let's check it out.
Okay. In recent weeks, Americans have been horrified to see students and faculty at Harvard and other once-respected universities expressing support for the savages and jihadists who attacked Israel. We spend more money on higher education than any other country, and yet they're turning our students into communists and terrorists and sympathizers of many, many different dimensions. We can't let this happen. It's time to offer something dramatically different.
Because there are many dimensions.
Right.
Besides, you know, a three-dimensional object.
Yeah.
There are many more dimensions to this. We are, you know, he's teaching people to be jihadists.
Yeah, he's throwing out a word salad there of some hot button words.
Very.
Yeah. Savages and turning our students into communists.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
There are a lot of people that believe that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, look at this.
Hello.
Hi.
Somebody's coming up to the window.
Came up to the window.
Waving.
That's fantastic.
Okay, thank you.
Fantastique. As they would say in France.
Okay.
So anyway, let's continue that cut and see what else he has to say about his American Academy.
All right.
Totally different. Under the plan I'm announcing today, we will take the billions and billions of dollars that we will collect by taxing, fining, and suing excessively large private university endowments, and we will then use that money to endow a new institution called the American Academy. Its mission will be to make a truly world-class education available to every American, free of charge, and do it without adding a single dime to the federal debt. This institution will gather an entire universe of the highest quality educational content covering the full spectrum of human knowledge and skills, and make that material available to every American citizen online for free.
For free.
It's not so free, because what he's going to do is he's going to sue the private universities for doing what he doesn't want them to do. If they teach the wrong things, he's going to sue the universities, and all that money will be used to fund the American Academy, free online education.
Is this part of his Agenda 47?
It is.
Or whatever
this
called?
Is Agenda 47.
That's it.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
It's similar to getting rid of the Education Department in Project 2025.
Okay.
All right. Okay, now let's continue, because it gets worse.
Oh, good.
All right.
All right. You can hear
whether you want lectures or ancient histories or an introduction to financial accounting or training in a skilled trade, the goal will be to deliver it and get it done properly, using study groups, mentors, industry partnerships, and the latest breakthrough in computing. This will be a truly top-tier education option for the people. It will be strictly non-political, and there will be no wokeness or jihadism allowed. None of that's going to be allowed. Most importantly, the American Academy will compete directly with the existing and very costly four-year university system by granting students degree credentials that the U.S. government and all federal contractors will henceforth recognize. The Academy will award the full and complete equivalent of a bachelor's degree. In addition, to help the 40 million Americans who have some college education but no degree, the American Academy will grant credit for past coursework at legacy institutions and give you the chance to complete your education at the American Academy for free and much more quickly than is now possible or available.
Oh, God. All right. So, anyway.
This was a couple of years ago, though, right?
Yeah.
But
well, you can see he re-recorded this one because he included the protests for Gaza.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, so he redid
it. So he redid it, and he is going to support this. Now, remember, this is going to happen, right? And you can only sue so many universities and get funding from them with the lawsuits if you win the lawsuits, which will fund this online four-year bachelor degree program. This does not make any sense. If anybody thinks that this is a good idea,
this is going to
educate anybody in this country.
This is crazy.
This is against Trump University.
It just doesn't. How does he think this is possibly going to be a thing? It just is amazing to me.
Who thinks this is a good idea?
No, nobody.
No one could think this is a good idea.
It's crazy. So we got to hear, you know, while we've been talking, you can probably hear it's been getting a little noisier in here.
It is. We've got quite a crowd in
these
here
are all,
this morning.
John, I've been doing a little research. These are all high school kids that are here at Short Stack Eatery. They're part of a business club.
And
from different high schools in the area.
Uh-huh.
And they've decided to stop in at Short Stack Eatery today. And so the place is packed now.
It is.
Yeah, I think every table is taken.
Well, this is summer vacation. High school?
It's a high school get-together of some kind. Maybe we can talk to one of them in a little while here and find out a little bit more.
But they want to talk to us?
No, probably not. They want to just enjoy their meal and, you know, ignore us,
yes, exactly.
Which is fine.
All right. Okay.
They're here on a field trip of some kind, so, yeah.
Okay. All right, so we're talking about the American Academy
online four-year
bachelor degree
that
Trump wants to put in place. How about homeschooling families? We don't want to leave them out.
No, how would they work into this?
Well, here's part of Agenda 47 from Trump. Trump, mm-hmm. Go ahead. Take it away.
As president, it was my honor to support America's homeschool families and to protect the God-given right of every parent to be the steward of their children's education. Since the China virus, America has seen an estimated 30% increase in homeschool enrollment. When I'm reelected, I will do everything I can to support parents who make the courageous choice of homeschool. Under the Trump tax cuts, we allowed families to use 529 education.
I want to stop it here. He's not stopping.
There we go.
I want to stop it here, and I just want to say that this was a big complaint during COVID that everybody had to stay home and homeschool, and they hated it, and they wanted to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
So now Trump is saying that he wants to bring everybody home so they don't have to go to school. My head is spinning. I don't even know where to go with this next. You know?
Yeah, I mean, he was all against homeschooling.
Yeah.
All
Omegas were against it.
Right.
And, you know, it was a horrible thing to do. These kids lock them away in the home, and then they couldn't go to work,
mm-hmm.
so they had to babysit themselves. They depend on the schools to babysit.
But now that he's got this American University or whatever
he's
calling
American
it.
Academy,
yeah.
Now it's
a good idea.
Now he's going to bring everybody home and homeschool so the parents have some kind of stake in this. Let's continue that. Go ahead.
We're almost out of time for this segment, John. I don't know if you want to wait a little bit.
All right. Well, we could.
We'll hold on to that. Yep. It's 18 minutes past the hour, 70 degrees, highs today in the low 80s. And coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be visiting with Mike McCabe. He's joining us, writer, author. We've had him on before. We're having him back again here at Short Stack Eatery. Also, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot, get the latest on the hot, humid weather that we're expecting the rest of this week. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show, live from Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
As long as he's here.
I think we're... No?
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy Show. Because it's a Wednesday morning, we are here at Short Stack Eatery, like we are every Wednesday, at the corner of Johnson and State. Always a fun place to be, and we got a big crowd with us today. And we're going to get the latest on the weather now. Brittany Merlot
is on the line
this morning to tell us more about our hot, humid, uncomfortable weather we're expecting the next few days. Is that what we're hearing, Brittany? Is that what's going on?
Yes, that's exactly what's happening. You know, today, not too bad. We've got a high-pressure system moving in, trying to dominate the state for the next 3 days or so. So mainly actually dry and low to mid-80s as we go through today, tomorrow, and Friday. But, of course, popcorn showers and storms could fire up this afternoon. Then we dry out, and we're looking at that heat and humidity building in, like you were mentioning. By Saturday, you are going to feel it. It is going to be muggy with temperatures into those mid-80s, and then it is going to be hot and humid on Sunday. We're going to be soaring to about 90 degrees, and then you pair dew points into the mid-70s with that. It's going to be feeling way worse. So, of course, we can't even get out of that humid grip. Until Thursday of next week. Yeah. So it's got an extended life on this one.
That sounds miserable.
I do remember. And got to head to the lake.
I do remember that each and every summer we have weather like this, a long stretch of it. And I always think, why don't we have swamps? As many swamps in this state as we probably should have, you know, or at least the largest mosquitoes in the nation. We could, you know, maybe brag about that.
Well, I heard a report this morning that mosquitoes are really
they're awful.
Yeah, it's going to be a bad rest of the summer for mosquitoes.
Yeah,
for everybody,
absolutely.
Right?
I mean, I heard that there's two different breeds of mosquitoes right now, and then one of them is like really, really coming out this summer, the ones that kind of hang out in those stagnant waters, I guess.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is my mosquito bites are bruising now, and I have never experienced something like that.
Oh, that's horrible.
Massive, massive bruises around the bite. So layer
well,
up.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
It says a lot about going up north for a vacation. That's where you were.
Oh,
right?
Boy.
Yeah.
Well, Brittany, thank you for that very uplifting and optimistic forecast.
You might want to reconsider going kayaking up north next time, right?
Right.
No,
okay.
It's a blast.
Right.
Come on. It's not
I know. It's
you
a
get
blast.
Over it.
Yeah, it's okay. No, maybe in a few weeks you will be. Okay.
All right, Brittany. Well, thank you for that report.
All right.
You know, we'll just get the air conditioning going and try to get a little relief when you can. And
the first report ever of bruising from mosquito bites.
Yes.
Okay. We'll just document that today.
Brittany, thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
Yep.
Thanks.
All right.
I hope you recover quickly.
That's Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist.
All right. So we continue with Agenda 47. This is a series of policy proposals from Felonious Trump, things he would implement, similar to Project 2025.
Boy, there's a lot in this, huh? I mean,
there's a lot of stuff. Yeah, I haven't even gotten it all here.
It's so far, it sounds as bad or worse than Project 2025.
Well, it's because it's in his voice. You know, we hate his voice, right?
Well,
if I could have changed, I would have.
Okay. I would
have given it some kind of squeaky, mousy voice of some sort, but I couldn't do it. And let's continue the homeschool thing.
Okay.
All right, let's continue that. We still have that queued up? If we don't, that's okay.
Savings accounts.
There we go.
There it is.
To spend up to $10,000 a year tax-free on tuition for grades K through 12. This was a tremendous win for school choice. Very important. School choice. Remember that term. And yet that benefit did not apply to homeschoolers. So to support the growing homeschool movement, in my next term, I will immediately fight to allow homeschool parents the same incredible benefit, $10,000 a year per child, completely tax-free to spend on costs associated with homeschool education. I will also work to ensure that every homeschool family is entitled to full access to the benefits available to non-homeschool students, including participating in athletic programs, clubs, after-school activities, educational trips, and more. To every homeschool family, I will be your champion. Do not vote Democrat. They are looking to destroy you. If you don't mind my saying that, Joe Biden can't put two sentences together. And yet he's looking to destroy you. Do not vote Democrat. Do not vote for Crooked Joe. Vote for Honest Donald. Thank you very much.
Honest Donald? That's a new one.
What a weird rant that was.
Honest Donald.
My gosh. Okay, so, you know, you have a savings account, $10,000. Yeah. Of course, a school will cost about $15,000 to $20,000. Mm. So good luck with that, folks. It'll kind of price people out. Okay, now then.
The American Academy.
Then, this is the homeschooling part of it, and so he wants to send all of these kids to public schools to participate in clubs and sports and all that other stuff. But, you know, for me, I'm thinking there won't be many public schools left anymore, right?
They're doing...
We're pulling kids out of schools
apparently
for homeschooling,
yeah,
and then we're sending them off to private schools because they want to do away with the Department of Education.
That's right. That's
right?
One of the things on the chopping block.
Yeah, so, you know, there won't be any kind of public or federal
funding.
Educational program
right.
for it and funding
yeah.
for it. So they'll be taking the kids out of the public schools. They won't have all these sports and clubs that they can go to if they're homeschooled.
Yeah.
It doesn't, none of this, of course, coordinates or makes any sense to anybody. Mm. And, of course, it doesn't include all of the tuition increases that these private schools, these online classes are going to cost. So that's the biggest problem of all. It's not going to work out. And the American public is being sold another $2 bill with Trump's face on it.
Well, it's going to be interesting next week to hear all of this stuff come out again at the Milwaukee, Republican convention all next week. Of course, we'll have civic media coverage of that Monday through Friday.
We will.
So we'll see how they unfold all this in front of the American public and what the reactions are.
So, you know, we haven't even gotten to, and we won't have time this time, to get to Trump's 10 principles for great schools leading to great jobs.
Well,
or America must have a number one lowest cost energy and electricity on earth. And
okay.
President Donald Trump's release his new Agenda 47 on big pharma and global freeloading on American consumers.
All that's part of the plan.
I
it's just
this.
There's so much to this.
He wants to help people afford drugs, so he wants European drug prices to come to the U.S.
Okay.
So we're not the ones footing the bill on this, okay? Mm-hmm. But his plan is to raise the price in Europe.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes.
Europe? What's he got to do with the price in Europe?
See, they pay less for our drugs in Europe.
Okay.
So what he wants to do to make it more affordable in the U.S. is to raise the price of drugs in Europe so we pay the same price as they pay in Europe. It sounds like a con to me.
Could be.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that
all right.
tomorrow.
It's all coming up. And next, we'll be talking with Mike McCabe, writer, Substack author, and author of a book called Miracles Along County Q. He'll be joining us here at Short Stack Eatery in just a few moments on the John and Gordy Show.
Show. You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The show may be over, but Wisconsin's still experiencing some Top Chef hangover. I'm PM Yankee with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. So if you've ever watched Top Chef, it's a food show on the Bravo network. This past season, they featured Wisconsin. And although the conclusion wrapped up more than a week ago, boy, it continues to make news in Wisconsin, especially for Wisconsin cheesemakers. Tim Molterer is vice president of Dairy Company Communications with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
One of our manufacturer partners, Andy Hatch, I think, when Top Chef was going on, he was featured as a prominent cheesemaker. His website traffic exponentially increased to the point where he was having a hard time keeping up with demand. Some of the larger cheese companies that measure, they have a lot of distribution, okay? They also noticed that there was on-shelf velocity, so people putting in carts quicker, their IRI data that they have, but they also got a lot of recognition from those category managers that said, hey, we don't have that product on shelf. Now we want to get that product on shelf. The first step in getting it in carts is getting it on shelf.
Tim Molterer, vice president of Dairy Company Communications with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. He says, although the series may have drawn to a conclusion, it continues to live on the Bravo Network's website, as well as its social media outreach.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lapenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
And speaking of social media, now some of our Wisconsin dairy operators, as well as our agribusinesses, can turn to social media to try to communicate more clearly with their immigrant workers. Now, ProPublica is making not only Facebook videos that are distributed in English and Spanish, but also TikTok videos to try to address some challenging issues on the farm, including immigration status, as well as workers' medical care opportunities. You can find more at propublica.org/dairy. I'm PM Yankee.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm later today. Our high, 81 tonight. Partly cloudy, 62 tomorrow. Sunshine, 82. And we're going to warm up into the weekend with upper 80s to low 90s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us tomorrow from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls for the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour 2. Trigby Olson, Pat Freitlow, and myself, be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Bum, bum, bum.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Department Store, which this week only is featuring its annual clearance sale. No, not clearance. This is their clearance sale. Any customer named Clarence will receive 15% off any purchase during this week only. Offer void where not prohibited by law.
It's funny Clarence. How many people turn out to be Clarence on that day.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot of fake IDs being collected. This is John and Gordy, the mad world of WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, broadcasting live from Short Stack Eatery on State Street. Stop on by if you can. It's crowded in here today.
Yes. We've got some high school students here. Apparently, they're on some kind of field trip. They're business students from area high schools.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They've come downtown here at Short Stack Eatery. And
the place is really busy. They heard us being down here, and they thought they'd stop by and see what a radio show really looks like.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just kidding.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side and also west side, or online at verlo.com. That's verlo.com.
We'd like to welcome Mike McCabe again as our guest.
Good morning, Mike.
This is a repeat performance, our first one.
yeah.
And Mike is on Substack, and you should download the app and check it out. It's really a great blog site for a lot of people who have some great things to say. These are people who were fed up with X and decided to do something better. So, Mike McCabe has his site. It's Abion House. And Abion House is a reference to something in his new book, Miracles Along County Q. And welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right.
Good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
You have so many things to talk about, so many things on your Substack that every week we want you in here to talk about, you know, whatever you're hot on at the time. But let's find out a little bit more about your book, Miracles Along County Q. When is that coming out?
Coming out sometime in September. That's what they tell me.
All right. Now, what is the story? And this is about you, basically.
No,
your childhood?
No, it's not.
It's a fiction.
It's not about.
It's a novel. Well,
it's not about me. It probably, you know, truth be told, it's probably more about my late brother.
Oh, okay.
Who I grew up in his shadow, 3 years his junior, and he passed away at the age of 46 from colon cancer.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But he had an amazing impact on me, and that's probably the inspiration behind the book. But it's set in a small town, which is where I come from, and in rural Wisconsin. And it's a ghost story of sorts, but it's also about this very enchanting place that also can be a very stifling place, and about how people who are overlooked or looked down upon or ignored, the outcasts, actually have a heck of a lot to give, and they work some miracles and come to the rescue of a very stricken place. So it was more inspired by my brother, and it really doesn't have that much to do with me, but obviously
it kind of does in a way, that because you know, when you're younger, I guess you're observational.
Oh yeah.
And you were watching your brother.
You know, I would not have had the same path in life if not for having had him as a brother. I shudder to think where my life would have gone. He made me a much more compassionate person. He made me a much more socially conscious person.
Yeah.
Because I watched him subjected to ruthless bullying. I saw how he handled being treated the way nobody should be treated.
Right.
And he had every reason to curl up in a ball and just block out everybody. And yet I don't know that I ever knew a friendlier person. I don't know that I've ever encountered somebody who was more open to people than Dan was. And he had every reason to close himself up, because he was just circumstances of birth ended up leading him to be just treated in a ghastly way. And I watched that, mm-hmm. you know, as a brother who is 3 years younger than him, I watched him deal with it all. And that had a huge impact on me. And to me, one of the things that it taught me is none of us is self-made.
Yeah.
You know, that myth of the self-made man is a myth.
Yeah.
We all stand on the shoulders of others, and we're all shaped by experiences that have everything to do with other people in our lives. And Dan was a big influence on me. So here, all these years after his death, I had this story kind of rattling around in my head for years, and I finally decided to write it down. So it's the first time I've ever written a novel, and it's about to come out. Can't wait to have readers get their hands on it. And,
yeah.
And you know, at that point, it won't be my book anymore. It'll mm-hmm. be theirs. And I hope that it's a story that has great meaning to me, and I hope it has some meaning to other people as well.
Well, it sounds to me like you're a second child.
I'm the youngest of five.
I was going to ask you, do you have other brothers and sisters?
I actually had four siblings.
Okay.
I only have two. My two oldest sisters remain.
Yeah.
I lost my youngest sister and my brother both to cancer, mm-hmm. both at young ages. Mm-hmm. So I still have two older sisters living in Janesville, nearby, mm-hmm. I was the youngest of five.
Talking with Mike McCabe here at Short Stack Eatery. So, Mike, where did you grow up? What was the small town?
My family had its roots initially in Rock County. So when I was very young, I lived near Evansville in Rock County, mm-hmm. not far from the Illinois border. But I did most of my growing up in Clark County, about halfway between Eau Claire and Wausau, outside of a little town named Curtis, and went to Owen Withey High School. Mm-hmm. And so that's really where I came of age, and the book is based in is anchored in a small town in Clark County.
Now, so you call the book Miracles on County Q.
Yeah, Miracles Along County Q.
Along County Q.
Yeah.
What kind of miracles are we talking about here? Can you share one or two?
The main character is named Ray Glennon, and Ray has a lot of secrets that are revealed over the course of the story. And you
nicknamed him Rage, right?
That's what the person closest to Ray,
That's the name.
That's his nickname, huh?
Yeah. Mom says Rage. Oh. Nobody else does.
Okay, all right.
But there's a reason for that you discover in the book. Mm. That is one of the surprises. You won't...
All right. Well, we don't want you to give away anything.
I just gave away the whole thing.
No.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a hint of rural resentment. You're trying to deal with that.
I think more than rural resentment, it's about rural complexity. It's about how
or the misrepresentation of rural people.
Yes. Yes. It is
resentful.
The rural people are resentful because I think they feel as though they've been caricatured, and they don't feel understood. They don't feel seen
by the city folk.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and you know that the blessing I've had in my life is I've had a chance to live across that divide.
I've
lived in the city. I've lived in the country. And so it's kind of amusing to me how city folk see rural people sometimes, because they have all these generalizations and stereotypes that they apply to rural people, mm-hmm. and that drives rural people up a wall.
Yes,
because rural communities are just like urban communities. They're not monolithic. Not everybody's the same. And this book is really about outcasts in a small rural town. People who Even among outcasts, they're outcasts, and yet they do remarkable things. And so the book is really about how so many people in this world are underestimated and are undervalued.
Mm-hmm.
Their ability to do amazing things is not recognized because they don't look exactly the way people think a significant person should look, or they don't come from the same place as what people think an important person would come from. Mm-hmm. That the, you know, those are the kinds of themes that I'm working on.
The stereotype
on.
Goes back and forth. I mean, it's the same can be said for rural people's view of city folk.
That also
the same.
That also amuses me when I hear rural people talking mm-hmm. about city
yeah.
folk.
Because it's
funny. You know, I've run into so many people from the country who are afraid of cities.
Oh, yes. They're sure.
They're spooked by cities. They don't want to be in cities because they've got all kinds of misconceptions about city life, and they're afraid of it. But then I talk to city people who are kind of leery about those small towns, and they walking into a little cafe out in the middle of nowhere sort of unnerves them.
Well,
they feel out of place.
That's true.
And you know, there are no safer places than that little cafe out in a small town.
Absolutely.
Except that, you know, there's a lot of people in small towns. Everybody knows everybody's business. They all know each other. And so when they can spot a city person coming in, a mile away.
There is a line in the book. I will give you one line in the book.
Okay.
It says the odd thing about small towns is that everybody thinks everybody knows everybody, and everybody's wrong.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know, one of the things that I've found about small towns is that it's impossible to hide in a small town.
Right.
Everybody knows you're there.
Yes.
But I don't know that there's any place on earth where it's easier to keep a secret than a small town.
Okay.
Wow.
And
well, that's a kind of reversal.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is.
And so that's one of the things that I challenge about small towns is that notion that everybody knows everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they know you're there and they know your name. They know, but they don't really know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And
not a lot of conversations going on.
Well, people sort of let people handle their own business, and there's not a, you know, everybody is sort of watching you, but they also, they aren't.
They're pretty not, much to themselves.
Yeah, they're not going to pry too much, and they give you your space, even though there's not much space to give because you're all there together. But
well, that's true.
Yeah. So.
Well, and you know, the reverse of that, in a city, you can kind of be anonymous if you want to be. You can kind of, you know, you don't have to, you know, so.
Good point.
That's why they feel, you know, when they go out to the country, they can't be anonymous anymore. They
but there's more cameras. There's more.
Yeah, right.
You know, so, and that's what's missing out in the small towns. Is that not everything you do is being recorded. There aren't so many eyes looking at you.
Not a lot of security cameras or things like that.
Or in your house is a greater distance from the next house. So
that's true.
You know, it's amazing how my neighbors, you know, they know if we've left town because the newspaper hasn't been picked up or for whatever reason. That's part of what I talk about is just the complexity of rural life, that it's not what many people think it is.
I spent a little time out on a farm, you know, about 2 weeks baling hay with some folk that my parents knew out there.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot from that. They would
help
each other.
It's a good character builder.
They paid me, cut weeds down in a bean field. But here's the thing. They help each other out. Different farms help other farms out, but they don't get together for dinners or anything like that to just help, and that's about it. There is a social distancing in the rural community that I thought my observation.
And I think that's why I say that idea that everybody knows everybody is a bit of a misconception because they, you know, especially when you're out on the farm,
right?
You're doing your work. And the next neighbor could be a half a mile away.
Right.
And there's the occasional gathering. And I used to always marvel at how the high school football game or the high school basketball game, the whole town would show up.
Mm-hmm.
And there were these community gatherings, but there weren't people on a daily basis.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They had their business. I mean, these are businesses that they're
exactly. Managing. Exactly. Yeah. And it's sort of you're sort of isolated
That's the way it is. Yeah. We're talking with Mike McCabe, author. We're coming right back. He's got a new book called Miracles Along County Q.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Before President Biden sat down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, he made the call to Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. But I learned from my father, when you get knocked down, just get back up.
From now and through the election, count on Civic Media to give you unparalleled front row access to the stories and newsmakers that matter most. Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. When you need real news and great conversation, count on us, the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and get out your Civic Media app and join us there as well. You can get us perfectly all the time and every time on that app. No ads, and it is a wonderful place to be. You can always contact us via text button or a call. One way or another, we will try to hear from you. All right, our guest today is Mike McCabe. He has a Substack column. It's Avion House.
Avion House. It's spelled with an E, but it's pronounced Avion.
That's right. Yeah. And and why don't we get into something that we've been kind of talking about here on our radio stations all across the state, and that is Project 2025. And I'm sure you've heard about this. What's your impression about this massive Project 2025, over 900 pages worth of change to this nation? What do you think?
I haven't read all 900 pages, but I'm actually somebody who has read a substantial portion of it.
I
got really curious about it, learned about it quite a few months ago, and I'm glad that it's now getting talked about on, you know, whether it's John Oliver or your radio show, or there's a lot of discussion about it now, which cheers me, because I first became aware of it when I was reading that special edition of the Atlantic magazine that was totally devoted to what if Trump wins.
I think that's where I saw it.
And it had 25 or 30 articles on all these different topics, and there were these repeated references to Project 2025. So I looked it up, and I started reading it. And I definitely read hundreds of pages, not all 900, but it's haunting. And when you think about how the connections to either Trump's past campaigns or his past administration, the people involved with developing this blueprint come from Trump world.
Right.
They have been part of the Trump operation, and this is what they want to do to remake America. And I really encourage people, if they haven't looked at it very much, Google Project 2025 and dive in, because it's really important to know what the people behind Trump are cooking up.
Right.
And what kind, it really is a blueprint for authoritarianism.
That's what it is. It just lays it all out.
If I had to sum it up as simply as I can, that's how I would say it. It's a blueprint for authoritarianism.
And just, you know, in the last couple of weeks, though, Trump has been distancing himself a bit from it. He doesn't know anything about it. He's not part of it.
And the funny thing is, he says, I don't know anything about it, but then he took exception
to certain parts of it.
He said the way they're characterizing it is all wrong. So how would he know that the way it's characterized is all wrong if he knows nothing about it? It was one of those many times where he just cracks me up when he says these things.
I know. It seems like that's a dead giveaway, right? It's ridiculous. In fact, I've got a cut. Why don't we get up a cut 47, okay? Let's play cut 47 just briefly.
Okay.
And listen to a little bit of Project 2025, the end result, what the future could look like.
The Department of Education is renamed the Department of American Values and mandates a nationwide Christian nationalist curriculum for all schools receiving federal aid. Trump, joined by Speaker Mike Johnson and evangelical leaders, announces that the Department of Health and Human Services has reclassified mifepristone, making it illegal to distribute or prescribe, as well as new HHS regulations that make IVF treatments impossible to legally administer. Trump reverses one campaign promise by declaring a national abortion ban by executive order. Challenges to his authority are rejected by the Supreme Court, which has seen new appointments from Trump after it was expanded to 12 justices. He signs an executive order removing abortion records from HIPAA privacy regulations and announces a new federal data sharing program so states can monitor women's periods. Thousands are detained while crossing state lines under suspicion of seeking an abortion. Trump's acting Secretary of Defense, a disgraced ex-general, fires over 400 generals and admirals, leaving the military leaderless. Other Trump appointees purge the ranks of the CIA, FBI, and Department of Justice. By executive order, Trump withdraws the United States from NATO and ends Pentagon cooperation with Ukraine. Russian tanks enter Kyiv. Vladimir Zelensky is killed. It is announced that Trump will run for a third term, claiming he was unfairly cheated in the 2020 election. His Supreme Court ultimately agrees with this interpretation, paving the way for Trump's 2028 re-election. If you hear all this and believe it isn't
just
possible,
it's not only plenty. Just Project 2025, but kind of an expansion on it, you know, just ad libbing at that point. Once they have that in place, they can go on and do a lot of
do anything.
Well, among the many things they do is they talk about turning tens of thousands of federal civil servants, experts in the policy fields that they work in, into political appointees, into cronies.
Yes.
So that is about taking our government and turning it into an instrument of control in the hands of that administration.
I'm just thinking of the massive unemployment at that point as well. It's not going to do well for the
people
economy.
People need to know about this. I'm really... it's so important that it's getting some attention, and I don't doubt that he wants to distance himself now. Once it started to filter out, I think as long as it was a closely guarded secret, I think you know he didn't need to talk about it.
Well, yeah, I mean you came in a little bit early and heard some of Agenda 47, which came out in 2022 on December. So a lot of this is that predates Project 2025. At least maybe simultaneously, was created at that time. But it sounds so much like it.
Yep.
And in his own words, so it's not like he's unaware of any of this is going on. I mean, like you said, you know, he disagreed with some elements of it, but doesn't know anything about it.
We're down to about a minute here. So just, Mike, I want to wrap up by asking, when does your book come out, Miracles Along County Q?
Sometime in September.
Okay.
That's what the publisher tells me.
Book signings and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm going to do as many of those kinds of things as I... If anybody will have me, I'll come out and talk about the book and let people get it.
Well, you're going to be a regular guest here at Short Stack.
And we appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, this is fun. It's great talking to you about all of this stuff and into your run for governor and all this other stuff that, you know, you're just keeping away from us, momentarily anyway. We're going to dig deep into what I want to do.
Oh, the whole story can be an open book, yeah.
How can people find you on Substack? What's the...
Substack, you know, mikemccabe.substack.com is the address. The journal itself is called ABN House, just mikemccabe.substack.com will get you there.
That's great.
Good deal. We'll see you again next Wednesday.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right.
That's going to wrap it up for John and Gordy from Short Stack Eatery. We will be with you tomorrow morning. Our guest will be Executive Director of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, Nick Ramos, tomorrow on the John and Gordy Show. Have a great day.
All right. See you later, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the John Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
So I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.